right here in front here.
Thank you. First of all, congrats on everything. Incredibly well done. Over here, to your right.
Hi, sorry.
No, you're good. Congrats, incredibly well deserved. I wanted to ask you, I feel like there's been a lot of chatter as to whether any of the cast is ever interested in a spin-off series. And I wanted to ask, is that something that would ever interest you, given the right circumstances?
I would never say never, but highly unlikely, and it would all depend on what Jesse Armstrong wanted to do. But I think Jesse's instinct and all our instincts is that we ended just at the right place. And we sort of didn't tie it up. We just left them and sort of left them to carry on in their strange and frightening world. So I think, yeah. As nice as it would be to work with everybody again, I think it would be strange to do a spin-off. Yeah. But who knows?
Thank you.
Back there on the left in the back row.
Hi there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was your reaction when you first found out how Succession would come to an end?
So Jesse said to us at the beginning, he gave us a sort of clue about Brian's character, and then before we started shooting, and then he said, if you want to, that was quite something to take in, apart from anything else. And then I'm distracted by the screen. And then he said, if you want to know what happens to your character, come and see me. And I held out till about episode 5, and then I thought, fuck it, and I went to see him. And I said, what happens? And he told me, and it was quite something to take in. And then I sort of put it out of my mind, because I thought, they might change their mind, and you know. And also, you can't play the end of the season, so, but yeah. But it was pretty exciting.
Thank you.
We're going to take one question from the virtual press audience. We'll go to Leah Williams of TV Insider. Leah, go ahead.
Hi, Leah with TV Insider. I just wanted to ask, you mentioned your TV wife, Sarah Snook. I wanted to know what you're going to miss the most about having her as your scene partner.
She's just brilliant. She's just super generous, super talented, funny, lovely. And we, you know, inevitably you work together for 6 years, for 6 months at a time, and you develop a shorthand and a trust as actors. And yeah, she's great. She's my pal.
Any other questions? Right here. This gentleman in the back on the right.
You're right.
Hey.
It could be a simple question, but how has life changed because you're the face of Mercedes? There's so many things that...
I'm still waiting for the... for the free car, I was going to say. Life hasn't changed very much. It was just...
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Why
would you say that it's a good thing that hasn't changed so much?
My life? Well, yeah. Life changes all the time, you know, but it's nice to have quite a sort of stable life, and then you can be brave at work, you know. But the good thing about the Mercedes ad was that I got to meet Roger Federer. That was quite exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Left and over there.
All good?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.